KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's breezy and 30 degrees. We look for light snow or flurries today. Less than 1/2 inch expected in the Atlantic area. A little more snow and fall into the areas to our southwest. We look for a high around 33. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. In Southwest Iowa news, officials of the Southwest Iowa Planning Council, or SWPCO, say the organization is preparing a community development block grant application on behalf of the city of Villisca for a housing and rehabilitation project, and that's in conjunction with the Iowa Economic Development Authority, or IEDA. If awarded, Villisca would receive grant funding to rehabilitate at least 6 homes in the city over a 3-year period. Under the program, up to $24,999 in repairs can be made to each home. Additional funds are available for lead abatement. The city's application to the IEDA is due no later than May the 4th. Now, SWPCO will hold a town hall meeting on Tuesday, April 24th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Villisca Community Building at 207 South 3rd Avenue. The town hall meeting will start immediately after a special city council meeting that begins at 5:30. SWPCO staff will be present with information on the CDBG Housing Rehabilitation Program to answer questions and assist homeowners interested in participating in the project to complete pre-applications for submission with the city's CDBG application. The pre-application is a one-page document asking for the individual's name and address, whether they are the homeowner, the household's annual income, and a brief description of the home's repair needs. All citizens are welcome to attend, especially those living in the designated target area, which includes all houses in Villisca south of 4th Street. SWPCO Community Development Director Dan Lee says, "We're excited that Villisca wants to pursue another CDBG housing grant. This program can have tremendous impact," he says, "on a city and greatly improve the lives of homeowners." Lee encourages everyone to attend the town hall meeting on the 24th. The more homeowner pre-applications that SWPCO can submit with the grant application, he says, will help to show there's an existing need for housing rehabilitation in Villisca. Community development block grants are awarded annually by the Iowa Economic Development Authority with funding from the Department of Housing and Urban Development with SWPCO's assistance. Villisca has received CDBG funds for housing in 2006 for past water and sewer improvements. Officials at the Audubon County Emergency Management Agency report a bridge replacement project will begin in northern Audubon County 1 week from Monday. Work on the bridge located on 130th Street between Mockingbird and Nighthawk Avenues in Viola Township between sections 18 and 19 is expected to begin April 16th. The road will be closed at the work site through the end of May, weather permitting. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer reports a man who was involved in a rollover accident wasn't found until nearly 7 hours later, laying in a ditch, suffering from hypothermia. The sheriff's office was notified shortly after 7 a.m. Wednesday about the single vehicle accident that took place near the intersection of 172nd Street and Taylor Page Avenue, or about 6 miles northeast of Clarinda. A deputy arrived and found the vehicle upside down with no persons inside or around it. A search for the person was conducted, and a deputy located 65-year-old Stephen Richard Olson of rural Shenandoah in the ditch showing signs of hypothermia. Clarinda Ambulance Service was contacted to assess Olson's condition at the scene. They arrived and transported him to the Clarinda Regional Health Center for further evaluation. An investigation into the accident indicated that Olson was driving a 2010 Hyundai westbound on 172nd Street at around 12 a.m. Wednesday and had attempted to turn left or south onto Taylor Page Avenue. He missed the turn, drove over a yield sign, and rolled the vehicle into the ditch. Olson then walked a short distance before passing out in the ditch. The outside temperature that evening was 14 degrees. Citations are pending for Olson. Officials of the Page County Sheriff's Office say they've received complaints of a scam call going around the area. The caller states that the person contacted is in trouble with the federal government and is given a number to contact within a short time period or threat of being jailed. Sheriff Lyle Palmer says this is definitely a scam. Law enforcement does not contact persons in that manner. So he says do not call the number given or give any information to the caller. Another scam is a robocall stating your iTunes account has been breached. The voice leaves a message telling you to return the call to protect your account. Apple does not call its customers to tell them there is a problem. If you have any doubts with the status of your account, log in as normal to see if you have any messages or call your designated customer service rep on their official line. And the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Deputy on patrol at around 3:15 p.m. Wednesday stopped a vehicle heading south on 385th Street near Tamarack Road. The driver, 24-year-old Dylan Zorns of Shelby, was arrested for driving while revoked. In the funeral announcements, Michael Osman, age 89, of Clarinda, died Monday at the Clarinda Regional Health Center. A massive Christian burial for Michael Osman will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Eldon W. Turner, age 88, of Anita, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Eldon Turner will be on Saturday, tomorrow at 10:30, at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Graham Gould, age 77, of Council Bluffs, died March 24th. Funeral services for Graham Gould will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Rick Flynn, age 56, of Shelby, died March 15th. Graveside services for Rick Flynn will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the Harlan Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Aaron David Neal, age 39, of Kimbleton, died March 26th. A celebration of life for Aaron Neal will be tomorrow from 1 until 4 p.m. at the Kimbleton Town Hall, and family and friends are encouraged to wear brightly colored clothing and share their memories. Cynthia Landsman, age 56, of Audubon, died March 23rd at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. A celebration of life gathering for Cynthia Landsman will be tomorrow at 5 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon, with a spiritual meditation at 6 p.m. Isabel Izzy Hoig, age 90, of Atlantic, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Izzy Hoig will be held on Monday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Timothy Hartvigson, age 61, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center. A celebration of life for Timothy Hartvigson will be Monday at 11 a.m. at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Nancy Pauley, age 80, of Erling, died Wednesday at Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Nancy Pauley will be Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Teresa Tigason Boyson, age 60, formerly of Audubon, died Wednesday in South Dakota. Funeral services for Teresa Boyson will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of the arrangements. Larry Shepard, age 84, of Villisca and formerly of Walnut, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Care Center in Villisca. A celebration of life visitation for Larry Shepard will be tomorrow, actually on April 14th, from 2 until 4 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Ritchie Funeral Home of Clarinda has arrangements. And Phyllis Evans, age 91, who's formerly of Shelby, died March 30th in Altoona. A private graveside service for Phyllis Evans and burial of ashes will take place in the Shelby Cemetery. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.